I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show.
Natural disasters,
and eventually the end of the world. Are you serious? Welcome to the weekend edition, and listen up, all you breeders. In a piece for the American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research, a man called Nicholas Eberstadt shows that, unlike in Europe, whitey is still breeding in America.
Whitey, so yeah. You say.
Yeah, Anglos still account for 55% of newborns born here in America. And the question is, why do American Anglos breed more than Europeans? And the answer apparently is because they're more optimistic. According to a recent Harris poll, 65% of American adults think their lives will get better over the next 5 years. In Europe, the figure seems to average out at about 30% who think their lives are going to get better. So breeding, optimism, Steve Robles, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I think I've got nacho cheese Doritos in my teeth. But other than that, I think that people like Jeff...
He's been breeding.
Here it comes.
No. He's really a poison. He's a pestilence, really, on the fucking neoliberal landscape. Because he fails to realize that...
Maybe Jeff should state his opinion first so that the audience...
Go ahead. Would you, Jeff? Why don't you?
Why you...
Yeah, please treat us to that magical mystery tour.
You have some thoughts about breeding and optimism?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, assuming this guy's thesis is correct, which, I mean, it's plausible. Although, I think it's possible for Americans to think that the next 5 years will not be better for them, and yet still be kind of like head in the sand optimistic. They're in that. They're capable of that level of denial, basically. So I don't know how relevant the whole like next 5 years thing is, but. Right. Yeah, I mean, there's just too much evidence to support that, you know, the world is going to degrade at the very least and, you know, at the very worst, come to a complete end. I don't know about the next 5 years, but definitely in the next 10 or 15
Well, by
years.
The world degrading, what do we...
Well, yeah. I mean, pick that mean Yosemite isn't so pretty anymore as
pick
it was?
Pick your scenario. I mean, if, you know, peak oil happens or...
Global warming
gets worse or some combination of all the... Or there's a civil war in the United States or, you know, whatever.
You've seen it after tomorrow, man. We just move to Mexico and take them over. Look, man, here's the fucking bottom line. Is it's not going to happen in the next 5 years. And what the fuck are you going to do?
Leave in it some ways, fucking... it's happening now, perhaps.
But yeah, but it's going to take a little while for it to all go down. And in the meantime, are you going to leave it to fucking imbeciles and fucking blockheads to run the country? I mean, imagine what it's going to be like
for
you.
Run the country or breed? I think we're talking about breeding.
Well, breeding is an ultimate result of running the country. Who the fuck do you think is going to run the country? The people who are the offspring of those who bred.
Maybe we don't want to leave it to imbeciles to breed, and we want.
Well, that's not even.
That's what I'm saying. That's why smart people need to fuck and make children.
Well, it is. You know, we are saying, I guess, that
it's not
smarter people are not procreating, and it's not fair to children to bring them into this messed up world.
Right.
And I guess what you're saying is that we better breed so that we have our own little children out there to combat the...
Did you ever see Talladega Nights with Will Ferrell? I mean, that's the kids that are going to be running this fucking country if some smart people don't start fucking. And I mean, they're fucking, but you know what I mean.
Now, didn't this
fucking
study,
and having something come of it.
Didn't this study have something to say about...
Run out of time.
80% of... One more time with the fucking... Okay. I remember that this survey said that like 80% of these offspring are going to follow their parents' belief. But I thought the old adage was, you know, if you want to raise a liberal, you need two Democrats. You need to have two Republicans to create a liberal. Kids usually
rebel
against their parents.
To some extent, but then they tend to come back around. I mean, if you look at...
In that comfortable place.
Yeah, they return to the family religion in their 40s or whatever.
That's true.
But what about optimism itself as a value? I mean, I was just over in Amsterdam, and I've been in Europe a few times, and you know, people don't want to breed, they don't want to do much of anything, they seem a little like lacking in vitality. You can get a good American redneck who you know, at least there seems to be some dynamism here.
Breeding, shooting, fighting, and living.
I've got a very simple explanation for that. It's that Europeans are gay.
Yeah. That could be it. I don't know, but are gay people...
I have heard it's hard to tell the difference between, like, you know, a German housewife and a lesbian, but I don't know if there's any truth in that.
I've also heard that it's very difficult to tell an Englishman from a gay person. There's something naturally effeminate about them that makes me feel better as an American when I'm talking to them.
A toffee-nosed aristocrat.
Yeah, like, say, like our friend, what's his name, Paul... I always feel
McHenry. McHenry seems a little gay.
I always feel superior to Paul because there's a natural effeminacy in the way he speaks.
So we're here.
That's because he's gay.
We're here feeling better superior to Europeans because we're ready to breed.
Okay, wait a minute.
Except Jeff doesn't feel.
I feel like even within the last like year or so, a line has been crossed where before then you could have had kids innocently, you know, like there was still kind of a reason to not even consider the thought of is the world going to be gone to shit. But now there's no more excuse, and I really feel more of anger towards people who are deliberately having kids.
So your thing is that it's bad for the kid, not that it's bad for the world.
Right. It's just absurd and it's cruel it's like being in a freaking
the same fucking thing, dude. What year were you born in?
I was an accident, first of all. So that doesn't apply to me. I'm talking about people who choose to have kids. That choice is suspect now. It's actually, you know, I would judge it to be irresponsible to make that choice.
A way to fucking deflate my argument with personal fucking hubris. Nice one.
I don't know if it's hubris. I mean, you know.
It's hubris.
It's a hubristic use of...
Now I'm wondering, was I an accident? Or, I don't know, to me, I, you know, having a kid doesn't really torture the kid. It doesn't implicitly torture the kid. I mean, I believe that we've had an incredibly sudden leap in human population on the planet Earth, and we're having some troubles coping with it. But I don't know, like, somehow I don't feel like having one kid
imagine
there's some guarantee that person is going to be tormented by whatever happens.
Imagine Katrina times, you know, 10 on a national scale. I'm talking about a breakdown in social...
You guys have much more at stake than I do, because if you don't start breeding, you know what's... This whole fucking country is going to get taken over by Mexicans.
I'm fine with that, actually.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm fine with it because, you know...
Alberto Gonzalez did.
I'm one of them. You know? So it's fine with me. We owned this place once. We'll
take
own
back
it again.
California.
Yeah, take it back, man. Well, moving on to politics, explicit politics, hopeless liberal presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich was on the Bill Maher show recently, and Maher asked him essentially if he would ever use the military under any circumstance, and Kucinich basically refused to say yes. So my question to this panel is, would it be okay to have a pacifist president? Jeff Deal, you have some thoughts on this?
Would it be okay?
Yeah, would it be okay? Okay with you? Think it's an all right idea?
Like, on principle, he says, I will never use the military?
I guess, yeah. I mean, that's
it. Why not? I'd be willing to give it a shot. Over, I mean, I don't certainly don't have any confidence in the alternative method that's been used, which is to pull the trigger right away or to assume that solution is, you know, a solution at all. I haven't seen any evidence of that. When was one time that the U.S. used the military that was, you know, unqualified success, like long term?
I don't know if you can say anything about anything being an unqualified success. I mean, I suppose World War II was a success of some sort.
Are you kidding? I mean, well, there's a lot of...
Kosovo could be described as a success.
people have called it that, but I mean, there are people on the other side.
People have certainly.
There, I mean,
lives
bring
were
up
lives were probably saved.
Yeah, well, you bring up.
I was against
too,
it, but lives were saved.
Okay, but you know, what you'd have to do is you'd have to look at those cases and also demonstrate that the problems that were trying to be solved were not themselves caused by militarism. This, you're asking why? If you could our subtract militarism from the equation altogether.
Our intervention, I mean, we're not responsible for somebody else's militarism. But if ultimately the solution that we have to it is military, it's not contingent upon what caused the problem. If what caused the problem of World War II was Hitler's militarism, it's not our fucking responsibility to avoid militarism to fix the problem.
Well, I'm saying if militarism itself is a problem, which, I mean,
well,
you know,
militarism
you could argue
is a problem.
Well, then how do you get rid of it?
American militarism is a problem. There's no doubt about that. But saying that we'll defend ourselves is not the same thing as militarism.
Does that require a military, though?
Yeah,
I would guess.
Well, how else? Relative pacifism.
How else do you do it?
Traditionally, I mean,
if you were first of all,
I don't know if
a defense is a euphemism and a misnomer. It's not defense; it's offense. That's what we use it for to go out and bomb people. Now, if you were to somehow use technology strictly as defense, like shields and anti-missile technologies and stuff that was strictly, you could easily define the difference between defensive munitions and offensive stuff, then that's something I would consider.
But then there's another boundary. I mean, let's just say, let's pick something out of the blue, if France bombed us, then we would bomb them back.
No,
see,
why?
The problem that I have with contemporary leftist pacifism is it's using our current military examples as a model. I mean, for you to go, look at what we're doing right now with our militarism. Obviously, we're fucking shit up. But what the way that Kucinich came off badly to me is imagine a situation like
tonight.
Remember when that jet was shot down by, like, I think it was North Korea or something? There was some. Imagine if a country started shooting down our commercial and passenger airliners. It's a very fucking simple scenario to imagine. And something like that, I mean, to me, Kucinich came off like even a situation like that he would question using, and there are some situations where military force is absolutely appropriate.
Well,
but what would be the alternative?
Okay, you keep saying that arbitrarily, but like what I'm saying is like, for instance, there's military technology being developed right now. I think it's pretty advanced to put these like laser things on planes, on jet on airliners.
Lasers.
That can,
that's
right.
Yeah,
lasers.
They're not necessarily going to work.
Freaking awesome.
Freaking lasers.
That will. They're defensive, basically. They'll
knock
out.
Okay, well, what you're talking about.
Shut up! I'm not done with my point. and the other thing is that if retaliation doesn't have to mean bombing a country into oblivion, all right? There are ways to retaliate.
It does if it's France.
We can make an exception there. Yeah.
No, see, this is what I'm talking about.
But because shut up.
We have
right?
to miss Belgium.
The reason is that using. Blowing people up has repercussions that probably hurt you in the long run. If you're even if you call it defending yourself, look at fucking Israel and Palestine, or look at any case where two people just keep, it's all revenge back and forth. It never stops. All right, be smart about it. Do something, but defend yourself. Protect yourself is what I'm talking about. Don't combine the idea of defense with retaliation, like militarily. They're not necessarily the same fucking thing. They don't have to be.
That's all I'm saying is that don't confuse the idea there is the concept of semi-intelligent militarism. I
wouldn't call it militarism. It's use.
Okay, all right. Use of
militarism
use of force.
Is,
That's what basically we're talking about. And
I bring it back to Kucinich. I mean, I think I would trust him not to go off half-baked and starting wars.
Push the button, as it were.
But would you trust him to go off full-baked?
I would trust him. Of course,
that's to me. I was rooting for the fucker, and so was Bill Maher. You could see that Bill Maher was trying to lead him into like, "Hey, man, I'm trying to present you to the American people in a way that they're going to accept, and if you take it to that level, they're gonna fucking abandon you." And even me, at that point, I'm sitting there. I want to like Kucinich, and
well,
I'm
he
like,
looked high though.
That would I could he fucking looked, relate to.
You can get behind that.
He looked. He's been reading the promise over and over and over. Yeah, again. But I'm gonna win. Of course I'm gonna win. I believe I'm gonna
but,
win.
But don't
he's been reading the secret.
I visualize the secret. I visualized it. The promise. The secret.
Because like attracts like.
Yeah. Don't confuse highness with an inability to use force. I've been high on every single episode of this show, and I've said I.
And
would
you've still
use
been forceful.
Force. Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing that hell hath no fury like a hippie scorned.
Love's the only weapon. Shit!
Are you serious?